Kuros felt the acceleration as the pilot banked the gunship away with the jets open to full thrust, but it was too late. Massive chunks and splinters of rock rose out of the growing clouds and smashed into the gunship. Most of the right side suspensors were crushed immediately. The thrusters shrieked as they chewed themselves into wreckage. The gunship wheeled away, plunging towards the hilly woods and fields below. And the last thing Kuros saw on the holo panel was giant shoulder collapsing amid billows of dust. Chapter 31 Legion. From the shadows of a high, sheltered crag on one of the northern ridges, the Legion Knight watched the demolition of Giant Shoulder. Via the lenses and sensors of his last few remaining probes and aerial flyers, he was able to observe the sequential detonations and the rising wave of rubble that engulfed and pulverized the craft containing Kuros, and felt a warm satisfaction, which complemented the delicious irony of it all. From the tracking of spiralist and human groups over the last day or more, the Legion Knight had deduced that a joint attack on Giant Shoulder before dawn was likely. The promontory was already rigged with augmented burrower charges designed to open the warp well up to the air. Thus, he had been preparing to lure the humans and their allies by retreat onto Giant Shoulder, thereby destroying them with one grand act of demolition. But then the Brolturans, led by that self-important fool Kuros, had launched a preemptive strike against the humans at their mountain base while he placed himself between the jaws of death.
A helpful, self-important fool. Thank you, Ambassador, for making my task that much easier.
Fighting was still going on at Tusk Mountain, so both main adversaries had been thwarted. On the other hand, his own onboard detectors were picking up faint signs of activity from another quarter, a certain energy pattern signifying ancient dangers.
A Yevovo servant strives to link together the aged junctions of the Forerunner web that once tapped into the primal energies of this planet. Linkages are made, and the archaic forces respond, but the linkages are few, and only a meager trickle of that raw, titanic flood creeps forth. Even on the forest moon, that conglomeration of ecosphere and biosentience seems torpid and weak before the unleashed violence of spaceborne conflict. Proof of indecision or delusion, or some other degenerate form of paralysis. Who or what remains which can stand in the way of the Legion of Avatars?
On the visual feed, the destruction of Giant Shoulder ground on. The ancient Yevovo workings had caved in on themselves, their smashed ruins buried in the toppling chaos. Underpinning layers and supportive masses were blasted apart, while the sheer weight of the upper section aided in the shattering of those beneath. At the same time, the explosions along the flanks created paths for the tons of collapsing debris that soon built up in heaps around the promontory's base. At last, the cascade of rubble slowed and petered out. Giant Shoulder had become a truncated stump of its former self, and, from the jumbled mass of cracked and tumbled rock, a strong silver-blue glow emanated.